To Understand a Proverb and the Interpretation. The founder of Bob Jones University had a practical, down-to-earth view of the Christian life. He especially enjoyed preaching from the Book of Proverbs. On today's broadcast, we present Dr. Bob Jones Sr. with another of his messages from Proverbs.
My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. It's been rather hard for me to get away from those two verses. They're the first and second verses of the third chapter of Proverbs. Those verses are so wonderful. I hope you've heard my messages on these two verses, because they've really meant a great deal to me. The wonderful thing about this Bible, the more we read it, the more we study it, the more we can get out of it. That is, if we approach it in a spiritual way. You know, spiritual things are spiritually designed. And if a man doesn't have spiritual discernment, he cannot possibly apprehend the Word of God. You have to have apprehension, spiritual apprehension, to take it in, to know what it means. But after you think you've got everything out of it, you can always find something else in the verse. Now, that's not true of any other book. You can take Shakespeare, you can exalt anything Shakespeare ever said. You can take any statement Shakespeare ever made. Wonderful as it is, classical as it is. But you can get to the bottom of it. But you can't with any verse in the Bible. A man could preach a year on John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can preach a year on God, just the word God. You can preach a year on the soul love in the world. You can preach a year on the world. And you preach on believing and never exalt saints. And you preach on not perishing. You preach on eternal life. You know, there isn't any book like the Bible. All these modernistic, half-baked people that talk about the Bible, they don't know what they're talking about. This inexhaustible storehouse of spiritual wisdom. Now take the next verse today. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Now, in a Christian sense, mercy and truth always stay together. You can't pull mercy out of the arms of truth or truth out of the arms of mercy. Not in a Bible sense. Mercy and truth go together. Some people talk about mercy when they don't know what they're talking about. They're talking about softness. Mercy is not soft. And truth is not really cold. Mercy and truth go together. God is a God of truth. He's a God of love, too. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, was not only the way of life, but he's a way of truth. In him dwelt truth. He was truth. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He was talking about himself. He was not talking about some idea of truth or some statement of truth. He was talking about himself. He was the truth, see? Now, God is a God of truth. Now, he's a God of justice. Now, yet he's also a God of mercy. That used to bother me a great deal. I remember one time when I was a boy, I think I told you this once in one of my messages, I saw a judge sentence some fellas and cry when he sentenced them. Well, this judge had a tender heart. But he was a judge on the bench, and the law had been violated, and he is a just judge. However tender-hearted he might be personally, he said, I hate to sentence you. You have a widowed mother. I'm sorry. I'll have to do it, though. You're guilty. You broke the law. The jury says that you're guilty, and I sentence you. I have to do it. No way out of it. I'm a judge. I sentenced you. And I saw tears run down his face. It impressed me as a boy. I never shall forget it. It gave me a respect for justice I never had. Now, God is a just God. Now, since God's a just God, God must punish sin. God is the sovereign head of this universe. If God let anybody get away with anything wrong, he wouldn't be a just God. Now, since he is a just God, he has to punish sin, see? He's a just God. I remember one time I heard an old preacher say when I was a young fellow something. It's deep, too, now. You may not get it first. But it'll grow on you if you'll remember the statement. You thinking men, listen just a minute. Infinite perfection puts about God infinite impossibilities. Now, let me say that again. Infinite perfection puts about God infinite impossibilities. And this preacher explained to me, I was just a young fellow, he said, now, God is infinitely perfect. Therefore, it's infinitely impossible for God to do wrong. God can't do wrong because he's infinitely perfect. Now, a judge ceases to be a just judge if he clears a man and sends him out of the courtroom that ought to go to the penitentiary. He ceases to be a just judge. A perfectly just judge will pronounce sentence upon the man that violates the law, regardless of how the judge may feel. Now, God is an infinitely just God, and yet he's infinite in love, infinite in mercy. So God wanted to save people. Now, I know I'm moving into the realm of mystery, I know. I know that. I know there are things in here that you and I can't quite explore. But these are facts, and we know them. They're in the Bible, and man didn't discover these things. Man, by searching, did not find God. God made himself known to man. Now, God wanted to save people. God's a God of love. All right, how's he going to do it? Well, if God ever saves a person, and he's infinitely just, he's got to find a way to save him. He's got to pick up a sinner without getting his hands dirty. Now, how is God going to do it? He's got to find a way to do it. He couldn't pick up a sinner and soil his hands. God won't soil his hands with the sins of sinners. He's a holy God. So what's he going to do about it? Well, he found a way. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. So the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven to earth. And one day, God took the sins of the race and laid those sins on his Son. And Jesus Christ bore our sins in his body. Now the law was satisfied. See? The justice of God is satisfied. Now, all I have to do is to accept Christ as my Savior and trust him. He bore my sins. And I can look into the eye of God, knowing that I'm saved by the grace of God. But I have a right to this salvation. I sinned. The wage of sin is death, but Jesus died for me. When Jesus died on the cross, he took every sin I ever committed and bore it in his body. And when my sin was laid on him, God the Father turned away and Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, mercy and truth go together. Mercy and truth met at Calvary. Righteousness and peace kissed each other when that darkness settled. God the Almighty was at the cross. The Father was there. Jesus was bearing our sins, and oh, how the Father's heart must have been torn when he died for us. He died in our place. He died on our account. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now he said, mercy and truth. Now he said, don't forsake mercy and truth. My son, don't let mercy and truth forsake you. Now don't sacrifice truth and purity and holiness. But don't sacrifice mercy either. Let's be well-balanced people. Let's remember that God was merciful to sinners. He didn't tolerate sin. You know, God won't tolerate sin. He wouldn't look at your sin when his own son bore it, because he's an infinitely just God. And yet he's so merciful. Wasn't it good of God to fix a way so he could save us? Aren't you ashamed of yourself if you're not a Christian? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. There you're sitting here listening, knowing that God loved you like that, and you've never trusted his son and never confessed him somehow. You ought to be ashamed of yourself to think how God let his own son die for you. And there he bore your sin. God did all that for you. Jesus died for you. And you've never confessed him before men as your Savior and trusted him. Why don't you do it? Now, way back here, he's talking to us. As he talked back there to those to whom he wrote in that day, he said, don't let mercy and truth forsake you. Don't let mercy and truth forsake you. God's a God of truth. God's a God of mercy. You can love a sinner, but don't wink at sin. Don't be tolerant of sin. Sin's a terrible thing. It's so terrible that Jesus had to die to save us. Let's remember it. I remember years ago, one day I was driving through Mississippi with a friend of mine. Maybe I told you this story once. I'm not sure. So many things I say and I talk extemporaneously, so sometimes I repeat. But this lawyer, very wonderful fellow, and I said, Colonel, I understand that you had an interesting experience about a fellow being conveyed on the jury when you were prosecuting attorney over here. He said, yes, I did. Well, I said, tell me this story. Well, he said, I always try to give a testimony for Jesus Christ. He said, I was practicing law, and I was prosecuting this man for murder. He said, it was a terrible murder. He was guilty, and I knew it. And said, I told him that the fellow ought to be hung. He committed a terrible offense. He killed a man without reason, so forth and on. I was very straight. And I felt everything I said. I was there to see that the law was enforced. And this man violated the law. He killed a man. He'd killed a good citizen. But he said the defense lawyer was up talking. He said, why, gentlemen of the jury, this man here is asking you to hang this fellow or send him to penitentiary for life. Why, said, he's supposed to be a Christian man. I'm surprised he'd ask you to do that. Why, he said, if he'd had justice, he'd have been in hell. Said, Jesus was merciful. He said, this man ought to be merciful. He just kept talking. Well, now, that sounds pretty good on the surface. But this lawyer knew his Bible. He got up and said, Your Honor, I am merciful. But the mercy that reached me and saved me is based upon justice. God the Almighty didn't fail to punish my sin. Said, Jesus bore it. Now he said, if this man here is so merciful, I'll just suggest, if it be all right with me, if he'll hang in this man's place. I'll ask for this man to be cleared. We'll accept the death of this man, the price of this other fellow. He wants to go there and hang for him. He says he's merciful. I'm not. If he'll hang for this man and take the penalty on himself and take this man's place, I'll say, all right. The law's been satisfied as far as I'm concerned. A man murdered, another fellow died in his place. I'll be in favor. And people smiled in the courtroom a little. But a man in the jury box began to cry, rather rugged citizen. And when they brought in the verdict, the jury found him guilty, I think sent him to die. This juror that cried when the lawyer, prosecuting attorney, was talking, he said, I'd like to give my testimony. I never understood the gospel before. But while Mr. So-and-so was prosecuting this case and told how God's mercy rests upon the foundation of justice and truth, he said, I was converted. I'd never seen that truth before, and I'm a Christian now. Wasn't that wonderful? Listen, this gospel's a wonderful gospel. It's the power of God and the salvation. And you can be saved, and you ought to trust Jesus. He died for you. Mercy and truth together always. That's in God's plan. They are never separated. For all eternity, God will be a just God. But the justifier of everybody trusts Jesus Christ for salvation. Our Father, we thank Thee for such a Savior, for such a God, for such a wonderful plan. Bless all that listen in, and when we get to heaven and walk down streets of gold somewhere out yonder, help us to find somebody that'll say, I saw the truth that day, and I found Jesus Christ. Hear us in this prayer as our hearts sing now, Oh, how I love Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen.
Listen daily for messages by the late founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. This series is sponsored by Bob Jones University.